Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, New FM, Bonobos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good,
really good.
She is wet again outside.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I'm fresh, though. I'm feeling fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, you didn't come along last night.
No, I didn't. I missed out.
The launch.
How was it?
Lovedale Bar and Grill out at Crown Plaza, Hunter Valley. It was amazing. So
yeah, it looked good
Megan
on the
and
photos.
I went out with the management team.
Yeah.
And we...
Explosive.
We did get an invite.
Yeah, I know. I'm just playing it up.
Well, we went out there and they're launching a new menu and it's beautiful.
And they teamed up with Sydney Brewery, Hunter Valley as well.
Nice.
And they're brewing all the beer out there. Oh. Really cool. You can see all the equipment.
That's cool. I love
really
that.
Really cool.
So what was your favourite of the foods?
I overindulged in everything.
The pizza, I think, for you.
Prawn and chorizo pizza, amazing.
Yeah.
And they did these beautiful pork belly bites.
Nice
pineapple relish.
Yeah.
So great.
Hit the spot.
So amazing out there. Yeah.
Yeah, what was your favourite, Meg?
Probably the fish tacos with the chipotle corn salsa. Yum.
That sounds like good
so
stuff.
So good. So good.
And it's a good mix of different foods as well.
Yeah.
Yum. It's not just like going to one, you know, very specified restaurant that had like quite a nice range.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great option.
It's all been crafted with the beers in mind as well.
Nice.
So like you pick a beer, you pick a meal and it all matches. It's really cool.
How good's that?
Yeah.
Great to have new, you know, things popping up.
Yeah.
Well, I'd never been out to the Crown Plaza before, but it's so nice out there.
Oh, the big, the pink awesome. And purple pool, like the... pool equipment, really cool.
Nice one.
Yeah.
So much good stuff in our little area, isn't it?
There is.
Yeah.
How was your night? What did you get up to?
Oh, very good. I just stayed at home, really. Not a big night. I had a busy day through the afternoon.
Yeah.
Doing a few deliveries and stuff. So I just thought, you know what, tonight I'm just going to take it easy.
Low key?
Low key for me.
For a Monday.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Monday.
Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right.
Good. What did you do yesterday? Let me guess, go to the gym.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything else?
You went to some basketball courts, I believe, didn't you?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
How much do they cost? $10 million for some basketball courts?
Pretty cool.
Jesus. You know what? You're the type of person that's good to sell to.
Yeah, I'm an easy sell.
You should buy this brand new car. It's $10 million.
They are very
popular. It is cool, though.
They are very popular, the courts near... they're not near Markertown, yeah?
Yeah.
There's always people down there.
You've
shooting hoops.
You've flirted with the idea of joining,
I'm too
joining
short
games, though, right?
I'm too Maddie? Short to shoot hoops.
Oh. You can still do it.
You should see me trying to dribble a ball. It's embarrassing. Jackson, can you dribble a ball?
Yeah, I love going down to the basketball courts.
You can teach Maddie then.
It's fun. Yeah. There's one around the corner from my house. You got to muscle people out of there, though.
Like, it's my turn. Well, give me that.
Look not at in them. Newcastle now.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
It's heaps.
Yeah. Heaps of them. Mm. Anyone can play anytime. Hey, Lads vs. Lasses is up next. It's our ultimate battle of the sexes. How good is this prize? We've got a double to Jess Mowboy. Amazing,
this
right?
Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm really jealous of these because I really want to go.
You want to go yourself.
I've got
yeah.
two other things on that night, so I can't actually make it.
You're triple booked.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's our ultimate battle of the sexes, and we're still looking for a lad this morning. 13-10-09, if you'd like to play. Of course, the prize, amazing. Two tickets to Jess Mowboy at the Civic Theatre Newcastle this Friday. The Boss Lady Tour on April 1st at Civic Theatre. Tickets are still available if you want to buy your own with your own money at jessicamowboy.com.au.
Okay, let's kick it off. First up with our lass. Her name is Belinda from Cessnock. She's a nurse, believes in ghosts, and has had some paranormal experiences.
Ooh.
And says she's scared of snakes. Belinda, good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Now tell me, you're a nurse. Have you had any paranormal experiences in the hospital?
I have. I've had like...
Oh, tell us about the scariest one.
I don't really think of any scary ones. You just feel people there.
Like you could, their spirit or something.
Like, have you felt like people after they've passed away that you met when they were alive?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So not too scary.
If I was a ghost, why would you want to hang around a hospital?
Yeah, good point. Well made. You hit the road, wouldn't you?
Hey, Belinda, let's get into your questions. Number one for you is, what does HVAC stand for?
Or HVAC.
Oh, HVAC.
Hunter Valley Air Conditioning?
That's
close. Probably good.
Probably does, but it's not it.
Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Question number two. Which brand of tomato sauce has the single serve with the two small pouches you push together? You know, you go to like a pie shop or something. Who makes that squeezy sauce? What company?
Fountain?
No.
See, Crevo, you've written these questions today.
Hmm.
Are you sure Fountain don't make a squeezy, only Master Foods?
Yeah.
They've got the patent on
that. They own that technology.
Oh, sorry, wrong.
Wrong.
All right, question number one for one on the board, Belinda. Alkaline, nickel, hydride, and lithium are all types of what? This is an easy one.
Battery.
Yeah.
Correct.
One on the board. Just hold the line.
All right. Hopefully the guys can take one home today. Tom in Cessnock works in civil works, grew up in a house of pranksters, and surprised that he has survived this far in. Good morning, Tom.
How are we?
Doing good. Okay. What happened? What's the worst thing that's happened to you in that house?
My brother and his mate thought it was a great idea to tie me up and then put me in the bath with a snorkel.
Wow, well, that's sadistic, God. Isn't it?
That's really full on.
Oh, and what did your parents say?
Mum laughed a little bit, but I didn't
do it. Oh, the supportive parents there. Jeez. Love that. All right, let's get your point on the board, hey. Question one, which company sponsors the Super Netball League?
Suncorp.
Yep, that is right. Congratulations, well done. This is for the win. Bullion, crow hook, and overlay are all types of which crafting activity?
Wow.
You might see this stuff at Spotlight.
Nah,
that's crochet. All right, multiple choice. What year was the store Supre founded? Was it 1974, 1984, or 1994?
Only 94.
No, it's 84.
Oh, man, which means...
Oh, my gosh. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Well, it's the Battle of Cessnock this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Tom with that snorkel story, so let's give him
Tom
the coin.
Tom versus Belinda. Okay. Tom, heads or tails for the win?
Heads.
Nah, flip it, Kramer.
Oh, it's gone on the floor. It's heads.
Hey!
Lads.
Yes, double pass to Jessica Mowboy for you, Tom.
Beauty, thank
well
you.
Done. Yeah. Who are you taking?
Oh, wow.
One of your brothers?
one of my brother's mates.
Yeah, there you go. Well done,
How
Tom.
Good's that?
Thanks, guys.
Even Stevens again.
That's right.
Absolutely. Hey, oh, my God. I feel like yesterday afternoon there was so much news to take in. We need to talk about the Oscars next.
Yeah.
Will Smith slapping old mate Chris Rock across the
Wasn't
face live on television. Well, I want to talk about whether or not we think it was real or fake, because I think, from my perspective, these are people that hit each other, pretend hit each other all the time in movies. It was just I smell a rat here. I think Will Smith... maybe, you know, set that whole thing up.
Those were my exact words.
But then I've said that to a few people and they've, like, you know...
No, it's real.
Yeah. It's real.
Okay.
What do you think, Meg?
I don't know. I watched it like 3 or 4 times. I keep flip-flopping between, oh, no, he's too angry.
The base of the slap was just perfect.
Yeah.
Like, too perfect.
Or was he a great
and
shot?
And Chris Rock really didn't react that. You know, he didn't fall on the ground in a heap or anything.
But it was a slap, not a punch.
I thought it was a punch at one point.
I thought it was
point.
A slap.
It's a slap. The Novos.
The Oscars and, of course, Will Smith v. Chris Rock.
When this popped through yesterday afternoon, I was just so shocked along with everybody else in the world. Here was the moment that Chris Rock, who was presenting an award on stage, made a joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Will Smith obviously didn't take it too well.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? Uh-oh. Richard? Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Do you know what puzzles me about this whole situation? He doesn't want her name in Chris Rock's mouth, but he'll let his wife be in other men's mouth, and there's no problems there.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's true. It's so true. They pass each other around like a bloody, you know,
hors d'oeuvres plate.
Yeah, but it's a mutual thing there.
Lazy Susan.
Hey, you want a canapé? I'll be right,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, but isn't that weird?
I agree.
I listen to that and think, man, you share your wife with so many other men in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But you know, Chris Rock makes a joke about a terrible movie she was in at the Oscars, which people do, and he does that. Do you think it's fake?
I thought the whole thing was due to her haircut, and that's why he said it, and she's got alopecia.
So that's why
he was a bit more offended than... Okay, yeah.
That is one reason... Why they're a theory, rather.
Still.
Doesn't excuse violence.
You shouldn't get on stage and
slap somebody.
Chris
Rock. They're actually saying that he might lose his Oscar now because of his behaviour.
I've got a theory that's different.
Yeah.
Okay? Sure. So yesterday, we were all talking about how irrelevant the Oscars are and how nothing ever happens and how it's totally boring.
And what are we doing right now?
We're talking about it because something has happened, and I think this is all a setup.
Yeah.
And I think it's all fake. The way that Will Smith walked up there felt too planned to me. He just looked like they'd done that 50 times in practice.
Like he happened to be very close to the stage.
Mm-hmm. Because they are actors doing acting.
What do you think, Jackson?
I don't think it was fake at all. And Will Smith's a notorious slapper. He slapped a few people on the red carpet before. I think he's just a little bit angry. And this really works out for nobody. Like, if you're going to sign up to that for a PR stunt, you're an idiot. I think the Smiths are smarter than that.
I don't know. I think he would sign up for it. I don't know. It just smelled... You know how you said before you smelled a rat? Those were my exact words yesterday when I first saw this. It smelled like a stitch-up setup just for a bit of Oscars publicity and publicity for those two.
Well, what everybody's talking about, right, when he made the joke, the G.I. Jane joke, there was a shot of Will laughing.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then within 10 seconds, he's on stage slapping the... living daylight out of Chris Rock. So what happened in that 10 seconds?
It looked like Jada was giving him daggers for laughing. He's like, no, I need to...
Defend your honour.
Defend your honour. I'm going to go and do his thing.
Do my slap.
Yeah. I think it's real, sadly.
The Smiths are, like, just so... Like, I don't know. I'm not into them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I used to think that was so cool, but I don't know. Like, this just turned me off them even more. Take your weirdo relationships and your weird things that you do.
And you're slapping.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah. No, not cool. Like, not even... Yeah, we're talking about it, but not in any kind of good way.
No.
So even
what
if,
a flog. And then he got up on stage when he won the Oscar.
Yeah.
And he didn't even apologize. Apparently, they've worked it out.
Yeah.
I read some articles this morning saying, oh, you know, they caught up after and everything's all cool, but where's the public apology?
Nah. Yeah. It's a cash payment from the Oscars.
He'll do one once he gets his Oscar taken away from him, I bet.
I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Nah. Although the Academy's so petty.
Yeah.
That's true.
All those, like, Hollywood Foreign Press Association and the Academy, they're all just so, like, petty.
They think they're so, very self-important, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All white men as well.
Just putting that out there.
The Novos.
To wake you up.
Together
we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
As you guys know, very recently single, about yes. 2 weeks, and decided to jump on the Tinder bandwagon just to see what's in it.
If you've logged on once or twice, once or twice.
But not even just on Tinder, I'm getting messages in general that are a little bit, I'm going to put it out there and say, inappropriate.
What do you mean?
Over the weekend when Maddie and I were in Sydney, I got a message from a mutual friend of Josh and I, someone he knows, I know through him. And he's been really nice to me. It's been really fun. And, like, he was trying to help me find a place to live and all that kind of stuff, which has been great.
Yeah.
I think there might have been some ulterior motives in the situation because on Saturday night, I don't know if he was having a couple of cordials, I don't know, but I got the unsolicited picture in my DMs.
The old baked dinner, sausage and potatoes.
Yeah, not...
So tell us what the message said leading up to said picture.
Sorry, I'll open my Instagram. So I've known him for about a year and a bit now, and so I know him through my ex-partner. So obviously, nothing is going to happen there. And he goes, "All right, let me show you what I've thought of you since the day I met you." And then sent me the photo.
So hang on, while you were engaged.
Yes, so I was engaged to him, to Josh.
Yeah,
I knew him. I've met him 2 or 3 times, maybe, if that.
He was fantasizing about you the whole time.
Apparently.
Do you know what? You've been showing me a lot of these messages, maybe, when they come through. I am floored and disgusted at how some men talk to women.
Yeah. I can't believe it either.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't believe it.
Just so bad.
Yeah, the one in particular last week was
so rude as well.
Saying, you know, we should meet up, and I'm like, look, when I'm ready, maybe. But he was basically saying, oh, the one that you were floored with.
He calls himself God.
He goes, "You're hot, and I'm a god."
Well, let me tell you, no, definitely not a god.
That one, unfortunately, has been blocked and deleted. But I want to know on 13109 the inappropriate messages you've got on like Tinder. Or even just Instagram. Like, make me feel a little bit better here because I'm starting to feel like, okay, this is a bit weird. Maybe
ladies cop it all the time.
Yeah, I'm not the type of person who would send an unsolicited picture to anyone, let alone wanting to receive one.
That's bizarre.
Not my thing.
See, I wouldn't be offended about receiving, like, a nude. I'm totally open and fine to that. What I found offensive about the whole message was just the way he presented it to you. This is what I think of you. Yeah. Too much.
Yeah, okay, there's a parsnip. Okay, yeah, but this is the thing.
Like, there's a big difference. Like, people send nudes.
Oh, they can send nudes. That's fine.
Weird,
that's not a problem. You know, go, hey, this is a picture of, and I'm like, okay. But this is what I think of you, and I thought maybe it might have been a smile or something. Didn't expect that on my phone at like 9 o'clock on Saturday night. 13109, inappropriate messages you've gotten on Tinder or on socials in general. Double pass up for grabs to Blanc at Spiegel Tent. The Novos. Yes, on 13109 we are talking inappropriate messages you've got on your socials, Tinder as well, because I have recently joined Tinder. Oh my god, guys, just don't know. I'm sorry, no offense, you don't know how to talk to women.
You're showing me some of these, and having never been on Tinder, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's not.
It's actually filth.
Not great. So you've got the unsolicited pictures to deal with, and then you've got the messages to go with it. Nah.
I just don't know. I'm just blown away by the whole thing, to be honest.
You just shared one with us, which we cannot share on air, unfortunately, as much as I'd love to repeat this. But I'm just, like, shocked. Who says that to somebody?
He said it was a pickup line.
A question for you, Meg.
Sure.
6 years in a relationship.
Yeah.
Has it shocked you how much it's changed in these 6 years?
No.
Or has it always been like
this?
It's
always been a little bit cringe. When I say a little bit cringe, I mean very cringe. I just didn't expect, as we were discussing before, I got those unsolicited pictures from a mutual friend of my ex.
Jeez.
And so I actually let him know yesterday as well. So just giving you a heads up, on Saturday night, I got this message from him. I'm not acting on it. I've got no interest, not to mention, like, we both know that this person. Nah.
Because you're a mature adult.
Yeah.
I think
I felt it was important for him to know that, because that's one of his friends. who's done that.
It's just it's so insane.
Jess has hit us up on Instagram and she says, Megs, you should absolutely screenshot those messages and send them to your ex with the caption, he dogged the boys.
Yeah.
I've already told him what happened.
There's just a real lack of respect, I feel.
But
The one that really got me was that guy that was referring to himself as a god.
Yeah.
I thought, really, man, that is probably why you've been on Tinder for 10 years. You can't hold down a woman because guess what, bro? You're not God.
Mm. If you have to say that, you're not.
It's very juvenile.
I did see something on Reddit before, though, which I actually find quite funny. Hey, ladies, if a guy sends you an unsolicited picture, turn it into an NFT with his name as the artist and share the link to purchase. He will have to buy it from you if he wants to burn it and get it off the blockchain.
All right.
Well, that's funny.
Here's a little life question for you, Meg. Sure. Here. All right. So, I think we all are guilty of this in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But if this was the hottest guy you've ever seen sending you that picture, would you feel differently?
That's a good question.
Because let me tell you, I would not be offended.
See, the thing is, I'm not a fan of getting those kind of pictures. So, I'm not.
From the hottest guy on the planet.
If I know them in person and we're dating, absolutely
That's a
fine.
Different story.
That's a different story. That's a different story. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't really enjoy getting those kind of photos. I really don't. It actually really disturbed
me. Well, that's fair enough.
When I got it.
Like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, so I've only ever had those kind of photos willingly from an ex. That's it.
It's
what about you,
though.
Creva? Would you be offended receiving some...
Yes. I think so.
So if you were single and you were getting, like, booby pictures?
Different story,
different
maybe.
Different story?
Yeah. Weird. I don't know. If it happened with having never met them, see, I'd be put off, I think.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
All right. Well, Meg, good luck navigating this weird and wonderful world of Tinder.
Because that's crazy.
Yeah.
But just be nice. Don't be a pig with it, you know? You can still get on the sexting and stuff, but you just don't need to be so...
upfront.
So upfront and such a pig.
Have a coffee first, if you want to do that.
Meet the person first you send those kind of messages or photos or whatever. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. God.
Yeah.
I just can't believe what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. When I get them, I will screenshot them and I'll save them for your viewing pleasure.
Thank you.
Not the pics, just the screenshots.
Yeah, I don't want to see the pics. Thank you.
It really is. Really is. This is what I think it's in the
pigs. Time. Pigs at the trough. Give me some of that.
Have a look at this. One god.
You picture that's what they're saying while they're taking the photo.
Yep, taking a picture of this. Yeah, I'll send that off. Oh my god, oh my god. Whoa.
What's the gossip next?
Sure, of course, we've got to talk about the Oscars. Yes. So I want to chat about the host, play some of my favourite bits. Also, too, Kim Kardashian has made a formal apology to all the ladies out there.
Oh, about time.
This is interesting.
Wow. What for?
Is it the speed dealer sunnies she was wearing the other night?
Oh, don't, Creevo, do you know what? I don't want to hear fashion advice from you.
Did you say them, though? It's so funny.
I love it when Jackson goes you.
I know. It's entertainment. That's what we do here. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Goss. All right, what's the goss time with producer Jackson? What's going on with Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, so you might remember when she had this advice for women.
Get your f***ing ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days.
That's so true.
You have to surround yourself with people that want to work. Have a good work environment where everyone loves what they do because you have one life. No toxic work environments and show up and do the work.
She's now apologized for that and she said it was taken out of context. She was talking from a point of view where she had the sex tape and she had to overcome that to get respect from people in business. but that wasn't aired in the interview. So people are saying, you know, bad advice. Kimchi's saying out of context, but she understands the backlash, so she's apologetic about that.
Well, she came out with that, like, on International Women's Day, yeah?
Oh,
I think it was around there,
and it was in relation to just promoting the new TV show.
Yeah. Not clever. I wasn't a fan of it, not going to lie.
Do you know what? I understand why people are annoyed, but it's the truth. You do have to get out there and work.
It is true, but she's like, oh, surround yourself. No toxic work environments. Unfortunately, life is sometimes you have to deal with the toxic work environment to actually make coin to support yourself.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to work. You're not going to support yourself.
But I think that point, too, to her point, is it adds a bit of context as she's coming from as a manager, as a boss lady.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? As to what
okay.
she creates as a businesswoman. So I understand that people aren't happy, but as I've said, Kim Kardashian could spit in my face and I'd still
love it.
Her.
You'd love it. So
I'd be fine.
You would froth to work for Kim Kardashian.
Never exfoliate ever again.
Prevo's just been admiring all of her different
sunglasses
in here.
Oh, yeah.
By admiring, they look like the Oakleys from the 90s. I don't know what, it must be a new trend.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Look, if she's starting that trend, I ain't following. Just putting that out there.
I think we all used to own a pair of those from City
absolutely.
Beach at one point.
Yeah.
What colour were yours?
I had white ones.
The $10 with purchase.
The moral of it, though, is that some people like her can pull it off and look chic, and then if you guys wore it, you just get picked up and put in prison.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I don't know if she looks chic. I still think they look a bit ridiculous.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
We will.
I won't get you any of those for Christmas.
Oh, thank
will
you.
I?
Oh.
Did you watch the Oscars? How did you feel about the hosts?
I only watched the Will Smith thing.
I've only watched the slap.
It kind of overshadowed it. We were promised big things. Here's a couple of my favourite bits. This was the opener.
But I'm still excited to be hosting, representing black women who are standing proud.
Yes, and living out loud. Yes.
And I am representing unbearable white women who call the cops when you get a little too loud. Okay.
So that's Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes. Amy Schumer did promise that she was going to be the most controversial. She played it pretty safe. Probably the craziest thing she did say was about Jake Gyllenhaal, which it wasn't even bad, but she did dare to bring up Will and Jada, and everyone in the room was like,
Will, Jada, what a beautiful couple. And we're honoring a lot of couples here tonight, actually. Jada and Will Smith, Penelope and Javier Bardem, and Maggie and Jake Gyllenhaal. it's a night for lovers.
But my favorite, just before we wrap up, we had Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall talking about Dame Judi Dench. They were kind of like, oh, we've got some advice, because she didn't win her award last night. So they kind of took a leaf from Kim Kardashian's book.
Dame Judi Dench. Don't we got something for you?
Yes.
We got an inspirational quote for you.
Because you didn't win tonight.
That's right. Yeah. And this is from a quote from Kim Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
Work harder.
That's right.
That's what we need you to do.
You got to move that ass, Dame.
What we didn't see on the broadcast was Judi Dench smashing a chair over Regina Hall's back in response to that joke.
Didn't make it to broadcast.
No.
I love Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
Very funny. I thought
funny
that was good.
Woman.
Very tame hosts, of course, overshadowed by the whole Will Smith thing, but, you know.
Oh, that'll go down in history.
It will.
People are saying the best Oscars ever.
Yeah.
Well, hey. That's finally, they might have turned things around.
That's all right. Thank you, Jackson. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. Plus, we are playing 100K Wordplay somewhere in the next 40 minutes.
The Novos.
To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on now.
Oh, my God, guys. We just had a little visitor to the studios. I've never met him before. Groundskeeper Pete, believe. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Friend of the
Sweetheart
show for a long time.
Came in with a box of chocolates for me to say there's still gentlemen out there. I feel so happy.
Oh,
like,
that's so good.
That's so sweet. Like, that's
what
like,
a nice
really,
tea.
Like, we had a segment before with guys just being jerks, essentially. Mm. And he's like, no, there's still some nice guys out there. Here you go.
Head up.
Oh,
sort of thing.
Really sweet. Like, made my day.
He's been a friend of the show for a long time.
I've never met him before.
He just calls in occasionally, you know. which is just nice.
How sweet.
I wonder what his opinion is on our grass out there.
Has it gotten a bit long recently? I haven't really noticed.
The rain, the wet weather.
Yeah. Everyone's grass is getting long.
How nice.
How good. We've got some chocolates here we can eat later. How good's that? Oh, yes.
Very nice.
Last week, before we had our big weekend down in Sydney, Maddie, I went and got my brows done at Katara. And I go to this one place. They're really, really good. There's this one lady there. She's really good at it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when I got there, I didn't get to go with her. They gave me this other girl who I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. You know, they got me in straight away, so I can't really complain. Went and lied down on the beauty table, and I could just tell something was off when she was doing my brows. Mm. Like, I don't know what it was. She was taking a little bit longer than the other girl does. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just give her the benefit of the doubt, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, she gives me the mirror afterwards and go, what do you think? And I've gone, oh, thanks. I looked at them. I nearly cried. She absolutely butchered them.
What? So what is happening here with your treatment?
So all I was
getting... Are they dyeing them or something?
No. So I tint them myself, but she was just waxing them because they were a bit unshapely and all that kind of stuff. And I have quite naturally thick brows.
Yeah.
And she's made them really thin, like nearly 90s thin. If ladies, you know what I'm talking about, 90s pencil thin brow. That's what she's done.
They are very thin now.
Oh, I nearly cried because I met Maddie at the shops afterwards, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like this, like covering my eyes the entire time because I was so embarrassed.
I see. When I look at you right now, I go, "There's a person with eyebrows."
Yes, but they're like, not the same.
They look
fine. They're not like. Imagine if you got the worst haircut known to mankind. Everyone's going, it looks fine. But you're like, nah.
You know yourself. Dodgy. Yeah.
But the worst part of it was I couldn't tell the girl that she'd done a shit job. I didn't know how to say
it. It's awkward, isn't it? Especially when somebody's done, you know, something that they're proud of.
She seemed really happy with herself. They're really uneven. They're not shaped properly. It's just, So, 13109, how do you tell them when they've done a shit job?
Are you going to go back there?
I probably will, but only to see the girl I normally see. And I'm not going with anyone else.
You won't be tricked again.
I won't be tricked again. If she's busy, I'll wait.
What if she leaves?
There is another place that I like to go to, but they're a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
But this place only charges me $15 to get my brows.
I think that when it comes to your personal maintenance, it's okay to say you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's so, way too thin.
When I was talking to the lady who did my makeup down at the Chase on Saturday, she said, you really should have said something because you're actually being quite nice. What happens when she does this to someone else who isn't as nice as you? She's going to get torn to shreds.
Good point.
But I'm like, oh, yeah, but I can't tell her she's on a shit. Normally, it's like even when someone gives you a crappy meal, you're like, yeah, it was great, and you walk out.
So is it okay to tell someone they've done a shit job?
Especially when you pay good money.
Yeah. All right, we'll take your calls. Yeah. What do you think, Krivo? Is it okay? Like, if you go to a coffee shop, for example,
I don't.
You get
tell
a bad
them.
Coffee, you just suck it up, right?
I suck it up. And then I just don't go back. Yeah. I don't even do bad reviews. I just don't go back. I vote with my feet.
Yeah, and your wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got double passes to Blanc de Blanc Encore at Spiegel Tent Civic Park up for grabs as well.
Nice. That's great tickets.
13109, how do you tell them that they've done a shit job? The Novos. We are asking on 13109, how do you tell someone they've done a bad job, especially when you've paid them money? I went and got my brows done last week and she absolutely butchered them. Ruined them, like they're not shaped like correctly. And when she's handed me the mirror, I'm like, they look great. Walked out, nearly cried.
Flat out lied to her.
Flat out lied. I couldn't tell her to her face that she'd done a crap job.
I feel like so many different people out there have like different triggers when it comes to complaining. Mine is food.
Yeah.
When you go out to a restaurant or get takeaway food, if it's wrong, if it's bad, I feel like you should call them up and say, hey, that wasn't ideal. But it is very awkward in the sense when you're in a beauty salon or a hairdresser and they do a really bad job because you actually have to like break their heart in front of them.
And you have to deal with it as well. It's on your face, especially in this situation. Not to mention, I want to go back to go to the original girl who I normally go to, who was busy at the time.
Oh,
they sent me off
it's difficult.
Maybe she was the work experience girl. I don't know, but...
How long do eyebrows take to grow back?
I'm sorry. Oh,
I never see.
Like, if it gets to the point where they don't grow back properly, I'm probably going to go get brow tattoos because they just don't look the way I need them to want them to look.
Hey, tell us what you think at the Novos underscore on Instagram. Let's go to Robbie right now. Hey.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Robbie. Is it okay to tell somebody they've done a shit job?
Yeah, definitely. But it's, I think it's just the way you deliver it. So when she gave you the mirror, Meg, you could have gone, oh, that's really not what I was looking for.
Yeah, see, like, but the thing is, though, there's literally no way for her to rectify the situation. That's the only concern, because she took too much off.
You can't put the hair back on.
Yeah, I know that, but at least you're letting them know you're not happy.
Yeah.
Instead of just walking away going, oh, my God, I'm going to put a paper bag at me for a week and
that's what I wanted to do.
Isn't it crazy as humans that we can't just be honest with each other?
Exactly.
Didn't want to disappoint her, but at the same time, it's like, oh,
there's these
needed to know.
Unwritten laws that you just can't avoid. I couldn't say something. I just wouldn't go back.
Yeah. Robbie, question for you. Does it matter what the product or service is? Like, will you just, if you're not happy with any product you buy, will you say something?
I do now.
Yeah.
I never used to, but when you said about when you go out and like for meals and that, I've worked in cafes, all sorts of stuff, and some people go, I used to say, are you satisfied with your meal? And some people say, no, not really. I said, okay, what's the problem? I'll take it away and fix it.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's good. And you want that as
a
business.
That's good customer service.
Yeah, all right. Next is Tammy. How are you this morning?
Hey.
What would you do in this situation? Would you tell somebody that they've done a shit job?
Oh, definitely, especially when it comes to food. We pay some good dollars for that. So I'd be saying, hey, just bringing the waitress over and so forth. And this isn't what I expected. And then hopefully they may discount or something like that. And then they may actually do something from that. But I do think that it is in our society and the good money that we pay that we do actually provide them some feedback.
Yeah.
Without feedback, they can't better themselves. And God love you with your eyebrows. I would have been devoted as well.
Yeah, thank you. When it comes not just me.
Yeah, us women pay so much and understand completely. But, like, if you had those gorgeous, luscious brows, I would have said, look, and going forward, just when you do go in and it is somebody, I want to keep it as just a simple shape.
Yeah.
But you would, I do agree with your hairdresser or whoever it was with your makeup that you should have let her know, look, they are a lot thinner than what I expected.
Yeah.
Just let you know, yeah.
Okay, so next time I'm there, I'll tell them.
Us as guys, though, just don't care about that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think guys will ever fully understand what the problem is here.
No.
I just still see eyebrows.
I've never looked at a girl and thought, geez, her eyebrows are good, bad, or indifferent.
I understand that, but from a girl's perspective, imagine this. You've gone out, you bought a nice shirt, and you've gone home, and you realise it's too short. And you got to wear it out anyway. You got no option.
Yeah.
This is on your face 24/7. You got no choice.
Hey, Steve from Laguna, tell me, do you care about ladies' eyebrows? Do you get what Meg's saying here?
I do. I've had two challenges.
Yeah.
One was with an eyebrow, one was with a pedicure.
Oh.
What happened?
Well, I was at the barber getting my hair done, and I suffer a bit of the John Howards, you know.
Ah, yes.
And anyway, he's in there with the clippers, just in the comb, and all of a sudden the clippers grabbed, and I've got this little razor cut in my eyebrow.
You look like you're a part of some gang or something.
Yeah. He stopped, and we both looked at him in the mirror, and he said, should I do another one to make it look like it's
Now, can I ask, did you end up paying full price for the service, or did he give you a discount or something?
Yeah, no, look, he tidied up nicely.
Good.
And I'll make sure I look after it. Won't happen again next time. That's fine. So.
There you go. See, it's not just a girl thing.
I feel like when you see blood, that you're well in your right to say something.
Can I have a discount?
Well, I went to the hairdresser once, and they clipped the back of, like, the skin on the back of my head, and I left, and there was blood dripping down my neck. I was like, what the hell is this?
all over your shirt.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
Terrible.
No, thank you.
Did you go back?
Levels.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Hey, how would you like to win $100,000? You get your brows done a lot of times.
I'll go to somewhere else that's a bit more expensive.
A bit fancier. 100K. That's right. We're playing 100K Wordplay up next. You know how this works. 13, 10, and 9. You've got to match a word with us. And you're in with a chance to play for $100,000. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Center, Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
The Novos.
100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
Yeah, how good is this? Giving people the chance to play for $100,000. Just to start, you've got to match a word with one of us after a word is given. And then, yeah, you could be playing for the money on 100K Day, which is coming up soon.
This is amazing. Let's go to our caller today. Her name is Christy from Rutherford. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Oh, congratulations. Have you been trying hard to get through?
I have, yes.
Today is your day, Christy. I'm feeling this for you. $100,000, how is it changing your life?
Oh, it would be amazing.
Well, we know it's going to be amazing. Yeah, like, what's the first thing you're going to buy?
I'd probably go and book holiday.
Yeah, yes.
Smart.
That's the way to do it.
That's the number one answer,
yeah.
I think.
It's either house deposit holiday. Or holiday.
Go on holiday.
So these days you could also go and take a petrol.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's
cheeky true. With the jokes. I like it.
All right, let's hear Chrissy's word.
Yes, Chrissy, please. Your word for this morning is spray. Okay. What do you think Maddie, myself, or Crevo said with the word spray?
I'm
going to
go bottle.
Spray bottle.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right, who do you want to hear from first?
Maddie.
Can.
No.
Spray can. Makes sense.
Still two chances
all right.
left.
All right.
Let's go to Meg next.
Tan. No. I love spray tan.
You do.
I do.
You get what, one a month?
Oh, every so often, yeah.
It's all down to Crevo, Christy. Do you have confidence in him?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously not, or she would have picked me first. Paint.
Oh no.
I'm sorry, Christy.
Oh, sorry, Christy.
That's okay.
Hey, keep on trying because we've still got some time left.
And you've got the 2-week trial at EMF Fitness Center Katara as well.
You're an instant winner.
Yeah.
What more do you want in life?
Yeah.
The Novos.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. Together, New FM, The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey, I've got some great news for you guys next.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry that I'm going to play this now, so look, apologies in advance, but I've got some big Baby Shark news.
Some parents are traumatized right now.
Turned half the radios off in the car.
No. It's been long enough.
Kids love Baby Shark.
You know what?
There's a series on Nickelodeon.
In 18 years, they're going to drop this at Kingers and people are going to lose their minds.
Of course they are.
There's probably already...
There already is. There's already remixes of Baby Shark.
Like a techno remix of Baby Shark. You will not believe which rap family have now been cast in the show.
I didn't even realize it was a show. I just thought it was a song.
No, there's a Nickelodeon show. Oh, it's okay. Huge. When you think of kids' shows, it's like Bluey and Bluey. Baby Shark.
Okay. All right.
It's not Will Smith.
It's not Will Smith. It's not the Smith family.
No. All right.
It's Cardi B, Culture, and their kid.
Okay.
They filmed. Wow, you did really well. Do it again.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Not bad. Not good.
7 out of 10.
Oh.
That's closer, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe these guys are on the show.
I need to hear it.
I've got more details for you in a minute, but I love this.
It doesn't seem like a logical mix, does it?
Can you do
it?
Another
occurrence? Oh,
so good.
Yeah, yours is real good. Yeah. That's a 10, solid 10.
The Novos.
As I was just saying before, guys, big news out of Baby Shark World. Yes, it drove every parent in the country mad. For a long time.
Yeah. Years.
There's this TV show, right, on Nickelodeon. Apparently, it's massive. It's all about Baby Shark in it, you know. Baby Shark's life.
Baby Daddy Shark
and Mummy Shark and all the
only other.
interesting collaboration just announced. Cardi B and her partner Culture and their child have made a cameo appearance on a new episode of Baby Shark.
Wow.
When I read this, it did floor me a little bit because when I think of that family, I don't immediately think Baby Shark.
No.
But what you have to realize is at, you know, 7:30 on a Saturday morning, Cardi B and Culture are sitting down with their little one watching, probably watching Baby Shark.
Probably watching Nickelodeon.
Exactly.
I've got some audio from the show.
Please
and
share.
Man, nothing's ever made more sense than this right now.
Sharky! I got here by doing things my own Sharky B way. Every fish can do the silly sway. Do the silly sway, 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 sway. Swim to the left, swim to the right. Now spin and do the silly sway. You gotta come on tour sometime, okay?
I love it. Sharky B.
I'm vibing it.
Now, is this the new version of going on, like, Sesame Street?
Yeah,
because
something
I know, like
that.
Katy Perry went on there at one point. Mm-hmm. I think Lady Gaga was on there with Elmo. This might be the new version.
I think you might be right. So during the episode, which is going to air in a couple of weeks, the description says, Baby Shark and best friend William meet Sharky B, described as the biggest star in the seven seas, with Off Shark and Culture Shark by her side.
You know what? Just putting it out there as well, that song is going to be a hit.
Oh, absolutely.
Sharky B teaches the protagonist a new hit dance craze she created. Twerking, twirling around a pole? No, make way for the seaweed sway.
It's just... that is a, like, cash cow right there. I mean...
Now, the best... I bet you any money, she didn't even get paid for this.
It's are you kidding?
No. Culture. Her little one would have been like, I want to be on Baby Shark. And then, like, Cardi B probably hustled away in.
Yeah,
man. Just so she could be on the show.
I reckon there's money in it. There's so much money in
it. Yeah.
Like millions
you
and
know
millions.
You know what? Even if she didn't get any money, that's like... That, imagine that as a kid.
Yeah,
being
that is
on
the
Baby
dream.
Shark.
Yeah.
I wonder,
so do I.
I wonder what Offset said to this. Because of all of them,
yeah.
Like, Offset, probably not his vibe.
Probably not his vibe, but he'd probably do anything for his daughter. So,
I'm just shocked and amazed.
I'm actually really keen for the... I don't watch Baby...
I just want to hear the song in full.
Up until 6 minutes ago, I had no idea Baby Shark was actually a TV show, and now I want to watch it purely for Cardi B.
See, when I think of the meeting at Nickelodeon, when they discussed maybe, you know, this collaboration, how did they not listen to this?
I wish you well.
I wish you well. In hell.
I really...
Burn in hell!
That doesn't really go together.
They could have cast her as the villain just as well.
Are there villains in Baby Shark?
Nickelodeon a couple of weeks, April 15. Look out for it.
Yeah. I just want to hear the song.
Absolutely. Birthday Lotto is up next with $575. What month are we looking for, Crevo?
All right, I've just spun the wheel and it's come up October.
The Novos. Wow.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
We are hopefully going to make someone's day with $575 right now. The rule is, though, you have to be born in October to win. Very simple. Let's go to the phones.
Let's meet our contestant. It's Debbie from Windale. She has a passion for making cakes. Oh, that's nice. And says she's very good at it. Once had too much to drink at her mother's wake, passed out. So everyone decided to draw penises on her in permanent marker. She'd split the money with her hubby. Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I have a question. Did hubby participate in the drawing by any chance?
I'm not sure.
I was going to say, don't split the money with him if he did.
You know, Debbie, in all of the little intros we've ever done on the show for people that call up, I think yours might be the best. That's quite the story,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Do you have more stories like that in your life?
Oh, probably.
What happened when you woke up?
I just got back up and started playing cricket.
As you do.
Because that's what you do with a face full of things after your drawn mother's on wake. You. My God.
At your mother's wake.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's get you some money. Hopefully split this money with the hubby. $575. Debbie, were you born on the 7th of October?
No.
Oh, oh damn.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Debbie, I'd really love to have a drink with you one day. Yeah. I think you'd be so much fun.
Just don't take a permanent marker with you.
Yeah, just leave that at home.
Wow. I love Windell.
Yeah.
Isn't it one of the great suburbs of our great city? It's
one of the seven wonders of the world.
Some would say that.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's a big call there, Meg.
Pyramids of Giza.
Yeah.
The Eiffel Tower.
Got nothing next to Windell. Huh? Lake Street, Windell.
Lake Street.
Good place.
What's going on in Lake Street?
Lots of entertainment on Lake Street and Windell.
Ever ridden a bus in Windell with a friend?
Sat in the back seat?
Yeah. All that, all to play for. What a great place.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say. We proud love of you, this Windell. City.
News time, I'm next with Jess.
The Novos.
Wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
No. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
We need you up next as we play What's My Age Again.
Okay, Uncle Sam.
We need three contestants to jump on the phone, 13 10 09, because it's a competition between us to see who's the best at guessing people's age based purely on your voice and a couple of questions. You got to try and trick us, really. 13 10 09, we need a couple of people. Now, let's look at the score, because things are heating up, right? Maddie and myself on 10 points. Meg on the move with 4.
Yes.
We're come on, I've got you, Crevo. We got
to. I know, neck and neck. 13, 10, and 9. We need a couple of people to make this competition juicy.
I'm proud of you, Meg. You got someone there.
Thanks.
You're on the move. You're on the move. 13, 10, and 9.
The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. What's my age again?
Yeah, that's right. Very easy. You just answer a couple of questions that we ask you, and then we compete around the team to see who's the best at guessing ages. Now, Meg, you were on 0 for ages.
Oh, a long time.
And then you've moved it right along, got yourself 4 points, which is pretty sweet.
I got double points last week, actually, guessing someone's age, like, bang on.
That's right. If you do get it right on the age, on the knocker, you get 2 points, is really a coveted trophy and a coveted prize amongst the team.
Yeah.
It's only been won a couple of times ever. Right, so that's the rare gold, the platinum, if you will.
Absolutely. Let's kick it off today. Remember, closest without going over mark.
Is the rules.
So got a mark. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Well, let's get into this. Question one, do you have or have you ever owned a motorcycle?
Yes, I have.
Okay, what is your favourite servo ice cream of all time?
Almond Magnum.
Okay, I think I've got this.
Classy man.
Mark, I think you are 38, maybe.
That's what I was going to say. Okay, 39.
I'm going to go, I'm going to go 40.
How old are you, man?
All right, you're the closest. I'm 43.
Yes. There you go.
One for Crevo. Right. Thank you, Mark.
On the move. Up next is
Alicia from Fletcher. Good morning.
Oh, no, Alicia doesn't want to play.
Alicia was intimidated by the whole thing.
Let's go to Jane. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
All right, let's get into this. Do you have a big TV in your bedroom?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right. Where is your favourite place to take a holiday?
Ooh, where's my... Oh, it has to be Fiji.
Hmm. Buddha, I think you are... 52, Jane.
I'm going to go 46.
I'm going to say... Oh, I was going to say 52 as well. 53, then.
No.
How old?
60.
Oh! No.
Another point on the board.
Wow, you're smashing it today.
In with the sniper move.
All right, Alicia's back. Hey, Alicia, how are you?
Good, how you going?
Going well. All right, here's a question for you. What brand of coffee do you buy at home?
Nescafe Gold.
All right, and what TV show did you watch last night?
Of course it was.
All right.
I'm going to guess 36.
I'm going with 47, Alicia.
I'm going to go with 31.
How old?
Huh?
41.
So that's Maddie, isn't it?
No, I said 47.
It's me.
Rainbow.
Oh, my God.
Clean sweep this week.
I'm like the... I can't believe this.
Look at that.
Hey, three out of three.
Alicia, what did you think of maths last night? Did you see Brent totally cut down Tamara?
Absolutely, and she deserves every bit of it.
Wow. It was full on.
Alicia was loving it.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch.
He threw the vows, like the speech on the ground in front of her.
Oh,
he said, you made me feel so small. Oh, so dramatic.
Wow. I mean, you can taste the juice from here. Amazing.
I might have to go home to watch that.
Thanks, Alicia.
Catch up.
Yeah, do it.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
I'm going
to
give you a Will Smith slap update.
Okay.
Slap date. Yeah, sweet.
That's great. I love that. Also, too, Rihanna causing a stir in Brazil, or was she?
Oh.
There's an impersonator on the loose.
Oh, dear. Oh, all right, great. We'll find out next.
The Novos.
Can would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
I really feel like we need to trademark the term slap date. Just for this particular segment.
It's the best thing I've heard today.
So good.
A bit of a slap date. There you go, Crev. I'll pay you $1.15
Thank you.
On the way. So, of course, if you've been living under a rock, you wouldn't have heard this, but I'll give you a bit of a refresher.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Will Smith.
Fiery.
Angry. Anyway, the Academy has made a statement saying that they condemn the actions of Mr. Smith. They're also going to look into this. So they'll be doing a formal investigation and they'll be aligning it with the law of California. They'll be taking action when the whole thing wraps up. No one in the Academy Awards or anyone involved in what happened has decided to make a formal police statement, but the LAPD are pushing them to. So... I don't know. The police sort of want to try and make an example of Mr. Smith, I think. So
maybe.
They're hoping that someone comes forward to press charges. They did say, did he come out and said that they had buried the hatchet? Apparently, Chris Rock has not spoken to the Smith family yet.
Okay.
Well, who knows?
Well, I heard that they apparently made up at one of the after parties.
See, that's what I heard.
Not the case, apparently. A lot of things swirling around.
Yeah. It'll all come out in the next couple of days. Like, it has been less than 24 hours since this went down. So.
Yes, that is true. I want them to do a boxing match.
Now you're talking.
Like, offer them $60 million. Yeah. Forget Pete and Kanye.
Chris Rock is a really small guy. I didn't realise.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Very small.
Not a big statured man.
No.
Do you know what? If this is a real situation, like if this is legitimate, I watched the whole segment, so like after the fallout and when the award ceremony happened, he handled it very professionally.
Absolutely.
I would have lost my shit.
Yep.
So if Will Smith came up to you and slapped you after a joke, how would you react?
I'd slap him back. Harder.
Okay, now we need a boxing match between you and Will Smith.
See, because the type of person that I am, I don't really initiate, but if someone initiates something with me, I'm like one of those harder, faster kind of guys.
Please tell me this happens when you go to LA. Make sure you Facebook Live it or something.
I can make it happen. He likes to slap... As I said, he likes to slap people on the red carpet. It's not the first time it's ever happened, so...
We'll sneak you onto a red carpet then.
Yep.
That would be good.
Get into a little bitch slap fest with Willie Smith.
You
think. Let's talk Riri, because wild scenes in Brazil. I've sent through to the group chat. I know this is a very visual thing, but I just want you three to see it, and then we'll chat about
Looks
it.
Looks like
nothing like Rihanna, nothing this impersonator. Like Rihanna,
but
this
I think she looks like a drag queen, you know, like a drag Rihanna.
That's what I thought. Anyway, this impersonator is running around Brazil with a fake pregnancy belly, letting fans kiss the belly.
Oh,
right?
My God.
But it's causing mayhem, like it's shutting down shopping centers, streets and everything. But Rihanna's team's come out and said, Riri is not in Brazil, and if this woman asks you to give her money to support her pregnancy, Riri's got cash.
She's not crowdfunding her pregnancy.
No.
Insane, right? Yes. I mean, that people would believe that.
Oh, people will believe anything, won't they?
It's you know what? True. She kind of looks like Rihanna / Naomi Campbell.
Yeah. Yes.
If they somehow had a baby.
The jewelry looks like. Off, though.
Yeah, it looks like it's from that. What's a cheap jewelry shop called? La Visa?
La Visa. I never know how to pronounce that one.
The hands, they're big hands.
Five necklaces for $10.
Five for $10. She's wearing every single one as well.
I love costume jewelry.
Yeah, it doesn't
jewelry.
Look. No, I'm not convinced.
It doesn't look like the real deal. I'm just
everyone
saying.
In Brazil is crying in the streets and handing her cash.
Oh, my God.
I love how there's just a single pearl. A so-called pearl.
Save up.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Jackson. Yeah, well. Can we try and interview her?
The fake Riri?
Yeah.
I'll reach out.
I would love to.
Oh God, yeah.
What makes somebody do that?
They want for money?
Inspiration.
Money?
Someone's randomly said to her, oh my God, you look like Rihanna. And she's taken it to heart.
And gone, how can I make heaps of cash out of this? Yeah. Like that.
So funny.
Genius.
The Novos.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
And right after us, 105 commercial free coming up with Jackson.
Yeah, well, bit of Riri. Oh no, Rita. Oh my God, I've got Riri on the mind.
Yes, the fake one.
Yeah,
if you will.
Yeah. You know why? Because I feel bad. No one ever impersonate Rita Ora.
No,
don't even know who she is half the time. Anyway, maybe like I don't know Sydney. She's big in Sydney, isn't she?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bastille.
Yes.
Oh, let's not mention the film clip. Stop it, everyone. Stop it. I love this. Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
The
I'm,
no,
not, I'm, not on, I'm not on it yet.
Go ahead. You'd swear I just gave you all bad news.
I'm just listening because I haven't really heard it much.
I like it.
Thank you, Jackson.
Add it to your playlist, Provo.
Yeah, indeed.
You can rate the music now on newfm.com.au just by doing so. You could get tickets to Blanc de Blanc Encore happening at the Spiegeltent, newcastle.com.au. If you want tickets, you can buy them there or you can rate the music now. It takes about 5 minutes to do. Thank you, sir. Up next, guys, I wanted to talk about... We're changing gears massively for a second because I think a story that's really affected this whole community in the last few days has been the murder of that sweet young girl, Mackenzie Anderson, in Mayfield on Friday night, allegedly by her ex-boyfriend, Tyrone Thompson. Krever, this happened right near your house.
Yeah. Just a few blocks away, really, like a minute, I don't know, not far away.
It's been interesting the last few days just seeing... You know, what people's reaction to this is. Like, my sister actually knew Mackenzie quite well, which was a bit of a shock as well. And somebody that works here in the office actually witnessed, like, when it all happened. She actually
was around
upstairs, and called the police. So this is affecting so many people in the office and in the wider community. And I guess we wanted to just talk about domestic violence next because... It affects so many people.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad, this young girl, 21 years old.
One-year-old son.
I think people are really shaken by this because just in Mayfield, people are just talking to you that don't even know about this.
Yeah.
Like you're standing maybe at the bakery or something and you're just in line or something and people are just talking about it even to you. They just want to talk about it because... It's so shocking.
Yeah.
And so bad.
She has had a pretty full-on life. But that little boy changed it all from what people are saying, her friends and family. I think it's so important to teach your children about this stuff so early on. I know in my life, and it never got to, obviously, this level.
Yeah.
growing up, my whole childhood was witnessing domestic violence, you know, going to organizations and, you know, sleeping in hotel rooms and, you know, living out of suitcases and bags. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's no life for anybody involved. No. It's just really sad and upsetting. And I know you've been through your own stuff as well. Yeah,
witnessing certain things. And it's not something you ever want to witness, but at the same time, you do need to talk about it. Otherwise, people don't realize what is actually going on behind closed doors.
Sadly. Absolutely. We're going to chat more about it next. I think this is great. Talk to your kids about it tonight.
Yes.
Young boys, young girls, sit them down and have the chat, because I just don't think it happens enough.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to have some level of discussion about this.
Bonobos.
The story that has just shocked the whole of Newcastle and the country, in fact, around the office, it's been pretty down and depressing, because of course the news came out on Saturday that a 21-year-old young mum, Mackenzie Anderson, was found murdered at her Mayfield apartment, allegedly by her ex-boyfriend Tyron Thompson, stabbed 20 times in front of her small child Elijah, who was just almost two. And it just really, the more I think about it, the more upset I get by the whole thing. And, you know, we're reading all of these tributes and messages that people have posted about Mackenzie. She was just, man, she's just a young kid herself, 21 years old. And it just makes me so sad that in 2022, shit still happens.
Yeah. So I think what hits a lot harder as well, she had AVOs and whatnot against this person. And clearly, AVOs at the moment, like, they don't, I'm sorry, from personal experience, they don't do anything.
He was also released from prison.
Yeah.
On the 9th of March.
Yeah.
2.5 weeks ago. And here we are on the, you know, 26th of March.
It's still March.
She's lost her life.
Yeah.
He was in prison for violence-related offences.
Yeah.
Now,
she's just so young.
This girl had her whole life ahead of her, and we need to do a better job talking about this stuff.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't go away.
No.
This stuff just doesn't fix itself. You need to talk about it. And I just think AVOs, as you just said, Meg, man, I've been through courts and, you know, I've had AVOs against my mum, had them against my dad my whole life, like on and off, right? And what actually happens with AVOs is there's almost more pressure on the victim.
Absolutely.
Getting an AVO than there is on the person that it's intended to stop. I don't know how many times I've witnessed in my life somebody have an AVO out on them, right? And, you know, the person that sought that AVO initially and that protection feels bad if they ever call the police if the AVO is breached.
Yes.
Like, there's almost like a shame attached to it, and it's just another form of like emotional violence.
But we spoke about this off air as well with the AVO, and you do call them, there is that fear of retribution as well, because let's face it, they can be arrested for breaking the AVO and be out within 24 hours. And guess what's going to happen? They come straight back, and there's no, it's really hard to get the protection that you need, because at the end of the day, and I've said this 1,000 times, an AVO is a piece of paper.
Mm.
When someone has this power over you, they don't care about a piece of paper.
Especially because the mindset of somebody who has an AVO against them, breaks it, goes to prison and is out again, they obviously don't care.
They don't care.
They obviously don't care. They already broke it.
Yeah.
Here's a figure for you guys. 15 women in 12 weeks have lost their lives to DV.
1 in 3 women has experienced some sort of violence since the age of 15 in Australia. 1 in 3. Are you kidding?
I've just received a message from Nathan, who is a long-time listener to the show. He says, hey, mate, just want to say so sad what happened to Mackenzie, and DV is, you know, a terrible thing. It does need to be talked about. We just need to remember it does happen both ways, and
absolutely,
men who report it can be made to feel unmasculine if they do it. I agree with that. But the majority of domestic violence cases happen to women.
Mm. Yeah.
Happen to women.
With that as well, there is the men's referral service you can access.
Absolutely.
That as
and
well.
Do you know what? I am the first person to say go and just take the stigma away from that, of course. No violence is good. But this young bloody girl, 21 years old,
in
she
front
doesn't
of
have
her
a life.
Son.
Her son isn't even two. The police. Hardened coppers, I hear, that attended this site were so shocked and appalled by what they witnessed. It's just awful.
Now, what was even sadder, Mackenzie actually reached out to Keep Trying Domestic Violence Support not too long ago. And she actually said in a message to these people.
These are her words.
These are her words, exactly. My biggest fear is him murdering me and my son being left without a mum. That's what breaks my heart. He doesn't care about the AVO. And that is absolutely clear what happened.
It's just
she said those words. She put those words into motion that she was fearful for her life and we still couldn't protect her.
We couldn't save her. And it's so bad. It's just... We've got to do better.
Have the conversation with your kids. Like, Maddie and I were speaking about this last night. Sometimes it is generational. Sometimes you do witness this younger and then you repeat the behaviour. It is time to stop repeating history.
Yeah.
And educate. Like, we educate kids on so much now with, like, cybersecurity and consent. Domestic violence needs to be up there as well because it keeps happening and it's not stopping. Last year, I'm pretty sure it was over 50 women lost their lives at the hands of domestic violence.
There's 50 too many.
That's 50. One's too many at this
every
point.
Single one.
Like,
it's just
why?
Terrible.
And there are plenty of places out there that can help, but at the same time, it's not enough.
It's actually so hard as well, and I found myself the other day, I encountered a situation in my apartment building. It was like at 9:30 at night. I went down to the car and there was a woman, maybe in her early 30s with a pram and a baby, and I could tell she'd been crying and she was upset and she didn't know what to do or where to go. And your initial reaction is, oh, like, it's none of my business. But then you think, no. Like, you need to stop and say, hey, it is my business. Mm. Are you okay? If you witness this stuff, you've got to speak up.
Yeah.
You've got to ask that person, are they okay? Offer them some support because there's nothing more...
Isolating
than a mum, especially when there's kids involved with that's experiencing this stuff and they have nowhere to go. In that moment, it's just so sad.
Mm.
Just awful.
A lot of people have called up the show. Obviously, we can't take everybody, but I do believe we have Heidi on the phone who's gone through a domestic violence experience herself. Heidi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good, Heidi. Now, obviously, this story is just so tragic, but you've been through your own journey with DV, yeah?
I have, and no one knew about it. I was in it for 17 years and I reached out for help finally to the police.
Yeah.
And there was nothing they would do.
So when you reached out to them, what did you tell them? Did you tell them exactly what was going on?
I told them I was fearful for myself. I was fearful for my family. I moved to Australia from New Zealand, obviously.
Is that to get away from it?
That was to try to fix it, because I was trying to fix it since he pushed me over with my child in my arm.
Oh, Heidi.
That's so hard.
The police just said, well, he's not done anything yet, because I was too scared to file anything.
That's the worst part. So,
he has you so under their control, and you believe that the threats will come true, and this girl was just another example, and I'm still living through it. I left him over 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And he said, I will destroy you and you will have nothing left, you will be nothing, you
so
won't make it.
Did you reach out to any services to help you get out of that? Or
yeah,
did you
I
do
did
it all on your own?
Police, and I had to do it on my own.
Yeah.
What?
You're very strong, Heidi.
I don't feel strong there because there was no choice. It was either that, or I'd be another victim. And I still, when we do exchanges, picking up the children, he'll get out of the car and chase after me, and I think he's going to nut me.
God.
And he's six foot three.
Yeah.
I'm 5 foot seven, maybe, and I cry most weekends when I have to pick him up because I'm scared that the police won't do anything.
Just keep at it. What? Keep looking after yourself, Heidi. And I will say there are so many services out there as well, to help, like as you were just saying. You don't have to do it alone, and that's the message.
I don't feel like the services help because you are so... anyway, that's just my experience.
Yeah.
You throw your hands up and you just keep going.
Stay strong, Heidi.
So, what would you like to see change, Heidi, just out of curiosity? Like, what kind of services, what kind of response from the police would you like to see change? Because that's what we need at the moment. We do need change.
There needs to be more support for people who when they first reach out.
Yeah.
Because that first phone call is so hard to make.
Yeah.
And when they're saying, someone is controlling me, and I can't do anything about it, and you're ringing and you're in tears and you can't catch your breath, get someone out there. Even if it's not today, just get someone out there and investigate the past and don't put all the onus on the person that's being...
Yeah.
The victim.
Being hushed. Don't put it on the victim. It's got to be on the person, be it a man or a woman, that's perpetrating, because they have this person so... so squashed that you can barely breathe and there's nothing you can do. And you're hoping that it's not going to be today.
You're so right. It's the initial response.
Yeah. Because if you reach out once and you are ignored, you're not going to reach out again.
No, exactly. And I've stopped reaching out. We had the police alerted the other weekend when my partner did the drop off instead of me because he said, I'm going to sit you on your ass, boy.
And this is in front of you. This is in front of your kids too, isn't it?
Yeah, he says it in front of the kids. So they're learning. That's why I got out of it. That was my trigger.
Yeah.
I pulled my then 6-year-old out of the back of a police car because he'd picked him up from school drunk.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And there was no follow-up. There was no support. So what... When I've had all this happen and I've reached out, what someone who's 21 year old...
Yeah.
What hope have they got?
Yeah.
It's going to keep happening.
I'm so sorry you're going through this, Heidi. This is...
When you're going through it in the moment, it's just so... It's just such a horrible, helpless feeling.
Yeah.
It is. It's all-consuming. I'm...
Thank you for coming on, Heidi, because I know it's tough to get up and speak.
Say what you're going through.
Please look after yourself. Yeah. And please...
Yeah, I just fear for my kids that they're going to see that and think that's control. That's okay, and that's not okay.
It's never okay. Mm.
You keep fighting, Heidi, for...
we'd love to chat off the air and maybe try and help you out somehow, because that's just not on.
So heartbreaking knowing that she's reached out and they're not taking her seriously.
I know this is a really heavy conversation, so we thank you for listening, but it is so important.
Absolutely.
Do not keep it to yourself. No. I know that the shame can be so heavy and so all-consuming, but you've got to reach out, whether it be to a colleague, a friend, a family member, or an organisation. Mm. There is help out there, and there is support.
Yeah, 1-800-RESPECT is one that you can call, and if this has stirred up any emotions for you as well, Lifeline 13 11 14.
Yeah, also whiteribbon.org.au, they've got a lot of good resources on there. And just on that 1-800-RESPECT, there's a lot of information, resources, referrals on there as well. So maybe they're not quite the right fit for you, but they will refer you to some organisation or someone that is.
Not to mention as well, for the kids, Kids Helpline is available, 1-800-551-800. if you do need to speak to someone.
We'll put the GoFundMe for Mackenzie's son Elijah up on our Facebook page as well. Obviously for the ongoing costs of raising him.
Yep.
Which you know, is just astronomical. They've already raised 30K, which is fantastic.
Great.
But we'll pop that up, and if you can donate some cash to that, that'd be fantastic. And just ask your friends and family if they're okay. If you think they're going through something, it's so important. It's on all of us to
help each other
the conversation as well.
Yeah.
Hey, changing gears, birthday lotto up next.
Yes. So what month are we looking for, Chris?
We're after May.
Okay. If you're born in May and you want to play, let's do it next. 13, 10, 09.
The Novos. Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Feel bad we're taking a bit of time away from Jackson and he's 105, but we're trying to give away some cash. $575 if you are born in May. Let's meet our caller.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, who have we got
it
here?
It is Chris from Belmont North, who is a carer. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are we, guys? Hey,
going well,
you're so bright this morning.
So chirpy.
Yay.
Hey.
I am.
$575. What are you spending the money on? How will that help you out?
I don't know. Oh, I guess when I have it in my hand, I'll know what I'll do with
it. Yeah, it'll just come to
true.
You. It'll just come to you.
All right, let's spin these balls for you, Chris.
Good luck,
Chris.
I really want to get you some. You're so happy. We need to get you some money. All right, Chris. Where are you born? On the 22nd of May.
No.
Oh. That took the pep out of your step, didn't it?
A little bit.
I'm sorry.
Not.
Thanks, Chris.
I'm so good, guys. Thanks.
Love you, Chris. Love you, Chris.
Oh, my God. What a bright spark in the world.
I know.
For a dreary day like today, very happy.
Back tomorrow worth $600. We are out of here. 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, love this song.
Yes, yes, the Chainsmokers. Horses don't talk anymore, though. They're not friends anymore.
Really?
Riri, or is it? Is it the impersonator?
Is it the
real Riri? I don't know. Don't give her money.
Sounds Brazilian.
Oh, yes.
The Weeknd as well.
Beautiful.
Nice one. Don't forget, you can rate the music now. It's live now at newfm.com.au. Just by doing so, you could win a double pass to check out the Blanc de Blanc Encore show when the Spiegeltan returns to Newey, Civic Park, March 31 to May 1. Tickets, spiegeltannewcastle.com.au. You will see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.